Hey, yo, we about to tear it up.
Yo. Break for break, break for break it down.
This right here is how we do it. Break it down.
It's the Breaking Atoms podcast. We break things down to the very last compound. My name is Sumit, a.k.a. the potty mouth of the South.
And my name is Chris Mitchell, a.k.a. the actual factual.
Yes, the actual factual is back. Man, we've got Shaheem the Rugged Child on the Breaking Atoms podcast and a featured guest with Don Pacino. Yo, this is like an album. This is like a single.
Special invited guest, man.
This is like a special secret guest I didn't even know was going to appear. This is dope. So we got
a surprise, man.
Yeah, that was wicked. That was brilliant. And it was good to not only speak to Shaheem because of obviously his history and we've grown up in that era. And it's good to see him, like you mentioned in the interview, his longevity in the game. I can't believe it's been 25 years of that album.
Mm.
Second album, that's 25. That's madness. So it was really good. He's been solid. He's been A1, so we appreciate him. And then Don Pacino, man, it's good to see him still out here working and rocking the militainment stuff. That's wonderful.
You know what? The branding's tight, man. You're like, yo, Napalm Films, militant-minded. The Warhead Tour. Like, yeah. It's important, man.
It's important, but it's an identity, right? It's mm-hmm. who they are. Mm-hmm. It's who they are, and it's what they, you know, this is it. And so that's a wonderful thing, man. I'm so happy, man. I'm happy, bro. We get to speak to legends and people we grew up on. This is the beautiful thing about what we do, and it's so fun. We have so much fun doing it. So, man, we got Shaheem, Don Pacino, Breaking Atoms podcast. Check it out. It's another special episode of the Breaking Atoms podcast. We deal with legends on this podcast. That is a fact. That is a known fact. And so, with that being said, we have the one, the only, Shaheem the Rugged Child, Staplehurst's own, Staten Island's own. Shaheem, welcome to the Breaking Atoms podcast, bro. How you doing?
Peace. Thank you. Blessings.
Now, man, it's a bug out that we're with you, and then like you show us just before we go on, you show us you're with someone that again we've grown up on, Killer Army. Given that we just spoke to Fourth Disciple recently, this it's the universe, bro. It's the universe. So listen, man, we appreciate you, man. We love you. We appreciate you. And what we want to do start with the present, and we'll go backwards from there. So let's start with the new music. Let's talk about RJ Payne, you know, Anarchy. Let's talk about the Husk Kingpin track you've got. Talk to us about what you've got going on and the features you've got going at the moment as well.
All right, well, the first track, I don't know if y'all know it, it's out. It's called Ninja Stars. One of the first releases that I made with my brother, Don Pacino, Killer Army. It's out there now, all streaming on all platforms, so y'all can go out there and support the video, Ninja Stars. I'm also featured on the RJ Payne record, Anarchy, featuring myself and JoJo Pellegrino, and the Made You Look Part 2 Husk Kingpin record that's out. You know, I have the single Rugged featuring Noah Francis and Castro Zaytana dropping my first official single next month. Video will be dropping, so y'all stay tuned for that. You know, follow me on IG, or follow the website iso360.org. And support me, you know. The reality of it is coming back into society, learning the business, seeing where the business is at. I decided to create my own website where Shaheem is going to be strictly streamed there, and Shaheem Music, where you can download it straight from me. And I don't know if I want to deal with all the other outlets, the streaming, the Spotify's and the Apple, because I look myself up, right? And I say, yo, I'm getting 112,000 streams on Spotify per month. Listen, if those same people that enjoy Shaheem Music, why don't you come to my website and support me and support everything that I'm doing, so I don't really have to deal with the shadiness of the industry? Because the internet, it seems like it turned in to like the old music business now, where the big giants is taking over the spot, so the little guy gets pushed out. So if that's gonna happen anyway, and I gotta start trying to get on playlists and play and all this, so it just makes it confusing. I just want to make good music and put it out. So that's what I'm doing is making good music and just putting it out. And so if you wanna, you know, support Shaheem, you can come to my Instagram, Shaheem_Rugged. Tap the link in the bio. can get the merch, can get the music. And yeah, thank you for the support from back then to now. It's appreciated.
Now, we appreciate you. Let's talk about back then. I'm really interested to understand from your perspective, for you to tell the listeners, the influence of Force MDs and then later Big Daddy Kane's. But let's start with Force MDs, because obviously they're quite integral to your early part of your history.
Yeah. Well, see, the Force MDs made it a reality that it can happen from around my way. You know, if you know the history of the Force MDs, they started out singing on a Staten Island ferry boat. And you know what I mean? They got discovered and they went on to make platinum records, right? So I was fortunate enough for them to be from Staten Island. And not only to be from Staten Island, to have grown up with my parents, things of that nature. And so Mercury from the Force MDs was actually the first guy to put me on a stage to perform, because he used to book parties. So he would allow me to open up for major groups like Naughty by Nature, Granddaddy IU, X-Clan. So I was fortunate enough, before I made a record, to perform under these guys. And it was just such a great feeling for them to come back years later and say, I remember that kid when he was, you know, trying to become, well, not trying, becoming who he is.
Right. Okay, and then Big Daddy Kane later, because he also gave, he was like the star, right? Because Kane is an icon in rap.
Yeah, so how I met Kane, you know, Kane would tell the story as well, that I was actually with the Wu-Tang Clan at a Wu-Tang Clan show. Protect Your Neck had came out. It was just, you know, I wasn't out at the moment, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we was all repping Wu-Tang 200 deep. So this is the early days. This is when, if your name wasn't on, oh, from the 36 Chambers, it's like it really wasn't Wu-Tang yet, you know what I'm saying? So this is when Wu-Tang was Wu-Tang, you know what I mean? And so I had the privilege of meeting Big Daddy Kane, and he, you know, he was a great mentor to me throughout all these years and gave me great sound advice, and I'm forever honored and blessed to have that experience.
Yeah, he allowed you to show and prove, with the pun intended.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. We got to talk about that song, Shaheem. Show and prove was such a big thing. Like, think about all the people on that record and what they meant, and you are part of that, and you showed up on that record, a great verse on that record.
Thank you. Again, I contribute that to Big Daddy Kane seeing something in me and to give me that opportunity. At the time, you know, doing it, I didn't know or wasn't even concerned about the impact it would have, you know, 20 something years later, and to be rapping with people who will be legends like Jay-Z and Old Dirty Bastard, rest in peace, and, you know, Source Money and great lyrical geniuses. To just be in a conversation and to be able to be on the track with them was a blessing. I'm honored always.
We're coming up to the 25th, if it's not past already, the 25th anniversary of The Lost Generation, which was my introduction to you. Like, one of my favorite songs on that album is Money Makes the World Go Round, and you worked with Smooth, Trigger, DV, Alias, Christ. Like, what memories do you have from that album, considering like it's 25 years, Shaheem? That's a big one. And you came out in a time where it was really, really competitive. You had to really stand out among the field. Like, what was that like?
Well, it was an honor to work with DR Period, Rubber Band, Smooth the Hustler, Trigger the Gamma, DV, Alias, Christ. Because those guys was representing what I was representing at that time. You know what I'm saying? They represent the same elements of the hip hop and the hardcoreness and everything that I felt that I embodied. So that's what I wanted to work with, guys that embodied what I embodied. So when I would have my second, when by the time the Lost Generation album came around to do it, and I had more control over outside producers and people I wanted to work with, I chose to work with those guys.
Dope. So, coming of age, you've worked with Jay-Z before on Show and Prove. It comes out years later, he wanted you on Coming of Age, but you didn't really make the call in order to get on the song or not get on the song. Like, in terms of, like, if you could go back in time, right, where do you think the kind of disconnect was in terms of you not being able to make that decision to jump on that song? And what do you think it would have done for your career if you had jumped on it?
Well, see, I'm not into what ifs, you know what I'm saying? And I live my life as what's meant to be will be, and it will be, you know what I'm saying? So that blessing wasn't mine. That blessing was Memphis Bleek's, you know what I'm saying? And he did a great job with it. And you know what I'm saying? And I don't count eggs that didn't hatch, you know what I'm saying? Would it would have been dope? Shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure it would have been, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? And I think what would have made that track happen, I think if Jay-Z would have just took the initiative to just call me direct, it would have happened. But middle people in the middle sometimes, and things could get misconstrued in the translation from one person to another person to another person to another person, that sometimes the person intended to get the message never receives it, or do receive it, it's not how it was dished out from the first person who sent it. So I just think if it was a little better communication, that record would have happened.
Got you. Yeah, makes sense. Submit.
It does. Now, you talk about blessings, and we're very big on giving flowers, not only to yourself, but there's some people. Staten Island has a rich history of legends of that people have come through there. Force MDs, Newborn Click, Ultramagnetic, King Just. Talk about like Staten Island as a place. I've never been to Staten Island, right? Yeah. So I understand the vibe of it. I don't, and there is something about that place where there's a camaraderie, a community of you, but also just the fact that all of you've come through that. There's something in the water for you guys to affect the hip hop in the way you guys, all of you guys have done. There's something in it. But I wanted to take this opportunity to give flowers, and also for you to give the flowers to all those people I mentioned too.
Well, yeah, something in the water that gives us our originality, you know what I mean? Because we are a part of the five boroughs, you know what I'm saying, New York City. But at the same time, we are separated from the city, you know what I'm saying? So it allows us to have our own little spice, our own little sauces. And it's that it's a small, it's an island. So you can imagine on any island, it's just a circle, right? So everybody knows each other, and there's a lot of love. And there's a lot of hate, you know what I'm saying? And with that, you have what you have. You have Staten Island. So whereas all the hate is here when you're here, but when you leave Staten Island, all the love is there when we off that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, I love Staten Island. I wouldn't want to be from somewhere else.
Got you. And before we let you go, because we know you're really busy, a young 15-year-old Chris, I came across a song called Ice Cream, and I saw the video. And I see you with your appearance in there. And I've been dying to ask, was the video shoot as fun as it looked when I was watching it?
Yeah, man, those days was something else. You talking 96 and
95
and a video shoot, Wu-Tang Clan. It's like, I was a teenager. I was living life, enjoying it. Of course it was fun. I was having the time of my life.
Dope, dope. Shaheem, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Just honored, you know, longevity, the fact that you're still here. You've been out for 25, 30 years, and you're still a relevant part of the culture and very important in terms of our hip hop journey. So we salute you. Oh. And, you know, you've got a platform here. Anything you need, you just let us know. We got you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Before we go, I'll let you chop it up with Don P. If you guys want to say what's up to Killer Army.
Yeah, absolutely. Come.
Let you guys
let's talk
for a minute. You know what I mean? You get two for
no
one.
Worries.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I enjoy it. Don't say Shaheem _ Rugged ain't do nothing for you.
What up, brothers?
Don Pacino.
I'm good, man. You know, we out here working. You know, we got to get some video work done for some cats out in Chile. So we out here, you know, about to shoot something. But
no doubt.
Yeah, we just out here building, man. How y'all guys doing?
We're good. I just want to say, man, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Come on.
Is cornerstone. Like, bro, we spoke to Fourth Disciple a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And we spoke about Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars and Dirty Weaponry as a two-piece. Serious business. You were involved in that, so we have to salute you
default. Yeah, those classic projects, man. Just the time, the era, the feeling, you know, just we was young and eager and you know, this is just, you know, it was like we wanted to really show and prove what we had to the world, man. You know what I mean? That dedication was serious. Can't forget about Fear, Love, and War. That's another beauty.
That's another, you know? Yeah. Come on, man. On Loud Records.
My favorite is Dirty Weaponry. I felt like, for me personally,
yeah,
I stepped my game up so much lyrically, and I you know, a lot of brothers, you know, like within the family, it's like, yo, that's your album. That's your, you know, that's your, you know, so that was like my baby. But I mean, you can't always, you know, your first joint is always your classic, the Illmatic. The Silent Weapons is our Illmatic, you know what I mean?
So, right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one who broke the, you know, I broke the ice. But yeah, I appreciate the love on that.
No, no doubt. And it was good to hear you on the new Bronze Nazareth and Recognize Ali as well.
Oh, the Recognize project. Ali joint? Yeah. Yes. What was that called? Camouflage Dawns? Something like that.
I mean, look, you guys are still pushing the whole military thing, man. I love the consistency, man.
Yeah, man, I'm militant for life. That's my brand. I'm going to go down as the militant godfather.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Mic drop. Mic drop.
They passed the law. They passed the law. More is less act. New York law. Pass it. Legislation. Pass it. Less is more act for New York State parolees. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Big news.
You said they were going to wait until September. What happened?
Yeah, but they just said it right now. They said New Yorkers would avoid jail time for nonviolent parole violations, and children under age 12 can no longer be arrested as juveniles under bills that passed the state legislation Thursday.
Oh, that happened.
The state Senate and Assembly passed the Less is More Act as state lawmakers wrap up, meaning that for every 30 days you do parole,
you get 30 days credit. Yeah. Congratulations to my bro for
that's
that.
That's good news.
You know, because that figures into what's going on with him, so he's going to be good now. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, basically that. I got thrown off topic.
It's all good. What you got coming up next?
Oh, man. I got the clothing line that's out right now. I got warheadsapparel.com. They could go grab up all that military gear, all that kind of stuff. You know, I just did the joint, you know, what's that T4 I dropped? That's the one that Shy's on, featured Ninja Stars videos doing real good on Napalm Dom YouTube channel. And I'm working on a new project right now, a new album. I ain't titled it yet, but I'm in the studio working on that. And I'm going to be out on tour, the Fire Guard Experience Tour in Cali this July, July 9th, LA, East LA, July 10th, Anaheim, California. So that's what's going on now. I'm going to do a little road work, get out there. And I'm shooting videos and doing features, and I'm doing video work right now with my Napalm Films company, you know what I mean? And I'm just working, man. Like I said, in the process of new album, I got two projects that dropped May 26th. I got the EP, Mr. Terror Project, that just dropped. And I got the Build and Destroy that just dropped digital. That's available on Tidal, Amazon, iTunes, all over, so they could go check that out. And like I said, just the past December, I dropped the T4 album, which is a banger. That's the one that Shy's on. And that's available, or you know, all the digital outlets too. I mean, I got about 18 projects digital. So go check it out. Put Don Pacino on your iTunes and your Tidal, and you know, but we, you know, just working, constantly working, man. Just building that militant brand, Napalm Recordings, and working. Me and Shy's working on something. You know, it's taking a little minute, but we busy. But we're gonna put something together, man. And we out here working every day. You know, we doing something, whether it's for us or we working for other people. We still, you know, doing work. You know,
it's really good to hear from you. A very pleasant surprise, and I'm gonna go put on some camouflage right now.
Yeah, throw some camo on, man. You know what I mean? Represent out there, man. I appreciate checking in with y'all guys and all of that. And yeah, man, just let everybody know what it is, man. I'm out here working, and the music's available everywhere. You just gotta put Don Pacino in the search engine. That's all.
There you go.
Peace and love, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate y'all guys. Y'all be good, all right?
You too. Peace, brother.
And don't forget, Terry shit. Me out.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a great day, brothers. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, brother.
Take care, bro. Speak soon.
All right, peace.
Peace to Staplehurst's own Shaheem the Rugged and Don Pacino Killer Army. That was fun, man. That was it.
I feel like doing a wardrobe change.
You
bro.
Did say.
No, seriously, man. Seriously, man. You. It might be a camo thing, you know. Yeah.
Tim's in the summer?
Yeah. Yeah, bruv. Bro, don't get me started on that Killer Army album, bruv. When my man said, what did he say? Deep in the dark sands of Savannah stands a rhyming Highlander, mental expander for all the propaganda. You want a contest on this conquest? Lies a rap voyager, articulate lyricist, lyrics are deadly like asbestos. What?
See, ladies and gentlemen, that's actual factual. That I can confirm that he has done no kind of Googles. That is him, his brain. That is his, that's how you know he lives this. He lives this.
Bro.
Yeah, that's...
Silent weapons for quiet wars, fam.
Come on now. You know, I'm going to message Forth. I'm going to message Forth. Say, yo, we just spoke to Don Pacino.
Bro. Do you know how confident you have to be to even just call yourself the fourth disciple? Like, I'm thinking, where's 1, 2, and 3, bro? Like, why are you so special?
Indeed, but hard, no, that was hard, that was hard, fun. Hard. That was fun. That was off the cuff, man. That was a good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Big up to Shaheem. Yeah, the rugged man. Child is yeah, all grown man. Up.
Amazing, amazing. You can follow us on social media at Break the Atoms, Twitter and Instagram. Chris's handle is at I Am Kinetic. Mine's is at Hip Hop Chronicle. We'll be back with another episode next week. Until then, peace.
Peace.